圣经。如果你没有自己的圣经也没有关系，我们投影片上面有预备好。好，这时候我们一起起立来攻读神的话，因为只有一节。
Let's all stand and then read the word of God. One verse.
好，你可以用任何的语言，但是我们一起同声来读。
Okay, let's read it together.
请。
Do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded.
必大赏赐。好，各位请坐。有一位白手起家的成功商人，当他65岁生日那一天，他邀请全公司的员工几百名到他的家里后院举行一个庆生舞会。
So there was a successful businessman. At his 65th birthday, he invited all the employees to his home to have a birthday party.
他家后院有一个很大的游泳池，大家围着这游泳池畔在那里烧烤野餐。
So he has a big yard and there's a swimming pool and barbecue.
在舞会进行到一半的时候呢，这个主人呢就突然宣布，他说他考虑要退休，并且找一位接班人来接手公司。
So halfway into the party, he made an announcement about retiring and looking for a brave person to lead the company.
他说在他的公司里面不乏聪明的人，但是呢，他要找到一位最勇敢的人来带领整个公司。
But in his company, there's no lacking of intelligent person, but he wants to looking for a brave person.
那这时候他从这几百个员工当中来选一位，这个候选人呢必须最勇敢的，而且用最快的速度从游泳池的这一端游到另外一端去。
So what he wants is, he find the person who can swim the fastest from one end to the other end of the swimming pool.
那或这个最快的那一位呢，除了可以接任公司未来的总裁之外，还可以有三样礼物，马上可以选择一样，马上获得这个奖品奖赏。
So it's not only he will become the CEO of the company, he can pick one of the three additional rewards.
第一个呢是这一栋豪宅。
The first one is this mansion.
那第二个呢是公司一半的股票。
The second one is half of the company stock.
那第三呢是我漂亮的独生女。
The third one is his only daughter.
哇！当他宣布完之后，下面开始一阵骚动，许多年轻人跃跃欲试，也在讨论哪一种选的最好。哇！第一种、第三种哦，哪一种最好
？So after the announcement, it created quite a stir. Everybody was discussing all the three options.
那这时候主人呢，就吩咐仆人把这个游泳池覆盖游泳池上的帆布打开。
And then the owner ordered to have the pool cover removed.
这时候就是看见这个游泳池里面有好几只这个张牙利齿的鳄鱼游来游去。
So people suddenly realize there are several alligators swimming in the swimming pool.
这时候竟然没有一个人敢跳下去。
Nobody dared to jump in.
突然之间，砰一声，有人插进去，很快就围到对岸了。
And suddenly, splash! Somebody really jumped in and quickly reached the other end of the swimming pool.
哇！这个时候他到底要看这个勇敢的人是谁？哇！记者都来采访了，然后大家下面的人都想知道说他要选哪一个？哇！这个选项可能第三个，哇，最好了。这个大家都要准备采访他。
So when he got out of the swimming pool, everybody was surrounded him, asking him which one of the three rewards he's going to pick.
哇！他就在那里喘气，你要选哪个？他说，我只想知道。到底是哪一个臭小子把我推下去的
？And after catching his breath, he asked, "I only want to know who pushed me in."
我们都希望找最勇敢的人。
We all hope to find the bravest person.
在今天的社会当中，在我们却很少发现这样的人。
But it's very rare that we can find such a person in our nowadays societies.
所以我们就从电影情节或是武侠。小说当中不难发现这一类的英雄人物，来满足那种的找不到的那种遗憾。
So that's why there are a bunch of fantasies in the movies and novels.
但是我们发现这些人物都是虚构不真实的。
But we all know those are fictional.
在实际的生活当中，的确我们要找到勇者并不是容易的事。
So it's not easy to find the brave in our real life.
那我们个人，我们要成为一个勇者也不容易。
So become the brave is even harder.
不过从我们刚才所读的经文当中，却看见成为勇者是非常重要的。
But according to our scripture, becoming the brave is very important.
今天我们随着时间的变迁，我们也很容易就失去这个勇气。
And also, it's very easy to lose the confidence.
例如我们常常听到我们当中朋友许多人，包括你自己的分享。 当年你来美国的时候，不知天高地厚，两个皮箱啊，就来了哈，西家带眷来这个陌生国度闯荡。
So many people shared me with me their experiences when they just come to America with two suitcases.
但是接下来说，如果叫你重来一次，他说他可能不敢了。
So if you ask him if he's willing to do it again, he probably won't.
怎么何景何时我们的勇气就这样慢慢失去了？
So that's we're slowly losing our confidence.
然而神期待我们都成为勇者，能够存勇敢的心，这是神的期待。
But God expects us to be confident.
我们为了要满足神的心愿，我们别无选择。
And it's will of God, and we don't have other choices.
但问题是我们怎么样才能够成为一个勇者？
But the question is how.
Yeah, 我们知道圣经当中有很多记载。勇者，当然我们从圣经里面学最好。
So we know there are many people recorded in the Bible as the brave.
那你想一想，你会选谁呢？
Think about who you're going to pick.
大卫啊，参孙、耶押、但以理、约书亚，还是保罗？
So who are you going to pick? David, Joshua, or Paul?
哇，这些都是很多他们背后的故事，都是勇者的表现。
There are a lot of stories.
但你若问我，谁是我心目中的勇者？
But if you ask me, who is the bravest?
我认为是彼得。
I would say Peter.
有没有搞错啊，彼得？这个是这个贪生怕死的一个爱说大话，然后呢，这个不认主拒的一个叛徒，这怎么是一个勇者啊？
So you maybe say how Peter is a warrior. He's suffered foot and mouth disease and reckless and cutting off the.
但我认为耶稣千挑百选当中。最后把天国的钥匙交给他，我想这不是没有原因的。
But I think among many, Jesus gave him the key to the heaven. There is not without reason.
可见他仍然有一些可取之处。我认为就是彼得有着勇者的表现。
Because I think he's brave.
可是你说他这个只会爱拍马屁啊，抢这个抢风头、说大话的人，而且心浮气躁，搞不清楚状况就削这个仆人的耳朵。甚至还三次不认主的胆小鬼，你说这个怎么是勇者？
So by the way, say you know he always say something that's he regrets later and reckless and cutting off people's ear and timid and deny the Lord three times.
当然我明白，没错，彼得是一个曾经失败的人，也是曾经懦弱的人。可是他后来改变了。
I know Peter is timid, but he changed.
他后来成为一个勇者，甚至当他最后为主殉道、道钉十字架的时候，他一点都不怕害怕。
But he changed, become a warrior, even become a martyr, facing death without fear.
当然，我们说勇者并不是说不怕死的人，否则那些杀人不眨眼、那些这个恐怖分子，我都成为勇者，都上天堂得奖赏，那就不是这样子的。
So of course, we're not saying that people are brave if they're not afraid of death. Otherwise, all these murderers will be receiving their prize in heaven.
那接下来的问题是说，彼得如何？是成为一个勇者呢？我相信这是我们想要知道的。
But we want to know how Peter become a brave.
以下三方面，我跟大家来分享彼得是如何成为勇者，并且也成为我们的榜样和学习。
So there are three points I want to discuss with you.
第一是他勇于承认自己的软弱。
So the first one is courage to admit his weakness.
我们一起来读路加福音五章八节，好不好
？Let's read Luke 5:8.
预备，来。彼得他勇于承认自己的罪恶，表现在这一节里面有三个动词。
So Peter acknowledged his sin. There are three verbs in this short verse.
好，第一个动词是看见。
The first one he saw.
他看见什么？他看见自己。
He saw himself.
不过他看见自己之前呢，他认识自己，他先看见耶稣的全能伟大。
Because he saw.Jesus omnipotence.
当时彼得整夜劳碌在那里打鱼，没有收获。后来听耶稣的话，他就到水开到水深之处下网打鱼，没想到这个渔网竟捕这个鱼呢，竟捕到渔网险些裂开，这满满的鱼，并且多到装满两条船，甚至船都快要沉下去。
You know, Peter's fisherman, all night he couldn't catch anything but following Jesus' instructions. The number of fish they caught are so astronomical, the net was almost breaking. And when they fill up the two boats, the boat starts sinking.
在这个时候呢，在这样一位掌管宇宙万物的神真神面前，彼得看见自己的无能为力。
So in front of this true God, Peter saw his own powerlessness.
他意识到自己的渺小无助，不管过去再多的经验、能力、才干，在那一刻似乎都用不上了。
So whatever he has the past experience ability at that moment, these are all useless.
原来在神面前，他竟是这样的软弱不堪。
So in front of God, he's so weak.
我们想一想，其实我们今天也是如此。
So let us think about it. We are the same.
除非我们真实的与神相遇，否则我们不会对自己有真正清楚的认识。
Unless we encounter God, we will not know ourselves.
难怪英国有一位著名的圣经学家马太·亨利，他曾说过这样的话。
So there is a famous British Bible scholar, Matthew Henry. He said,
他说我们的价值大部分存在于知道我们自己毫无价值。
So he said, the great part of our worthiness lies in acknowledgement of our own unworthiness.
换句话说，当你认识自己原来在神面前毫无价值，那时候你已经有价值了。
So in other words, when you realize you are unworthy, and then you become worthy.
那第二个动词呢是俯伏，也就是谦卑自己。
And second one is he fall.
接下来彼得这个动作俯伏，将自己俯伏在耶稣面前向主敬拜。
So the next thing he did is he fell at Jesus' knee.
那我们向主敬拜有很多的肢体动作表现，例如我们可以低头闭目，我们可以鞠躬弯腰，我们可以举手，我们可以下跪等等。但是俯伏却是所有动作当中代表最卑微的一个谦卑，最卑微的一个动作。
So we know there are a lot of body expressions, like we lower our head and close our eyes, raise our hands, kneel down, but kneeling down is the humblest.
但你想想看，这时候彼得这样俯伏，其他人干嘛？其他人呢，在做什么事？
Think about it, when Peter fell at Jesus' knee, what other people are doing?
他们正在为着这个满满的鱼在那欢呼，开庆功宴，开香槟庆祝，正在享受成功的喜悦。但是彼得却不顾这一切，他抛开这些刚捕网的这个满满捕获的这些鱼，背后都是财富商机啊！他却不顾别人的眼光，然后呢，也不顾别人沉浸在这样喜悦的这种的带来扫兴，他当场就勇敢的跪在俯伏在耶稣的面前来向他敬拜，这是谦卑的表现。
So just think about other people were probably cheering and celebrating all the fish they're caught, but Peter throw him down at Jesus' feet.That's the behavior of being humble.
真正的谦卑是需要勇气的。
So being humble needs courage.
除了彼得之外，没有当时没有一个人有这样的勇气。
So other than Peter, no other people publicly acknowledge.
他这样的一个公开的行动，承认自己完全的卑微，向其他人宣告，因为他知道只有这位伟大的神跟自己的比。的渺小相比，他简直没有办法 对比。
So he knows in front of the true God how small and insignificant he is.
这份的卑微他也无法隐藏，所以他只有借着俯伏的表现来表达对耶稣的敬畏。
So he cannot do anything but to fall at Jesus' knee.
今天我们来仰望神，我们来敬拜神之时，我们也需要来谦卑自己。
So today we look up to God, and also we need to humble ourselves too.
我们也需要谦卑俯伏在神的脚座前，脚的宝座前，承认我们自己的不足和神的伟大。
And then we need to humble in front of God and acknowledge our unworthiness.
我们不需要隐藏自己内心的情感。这时候，不管你是举手，你是跪下，你任何的动作，你不需要在乎别人对你的眼光了。
So we don't have to hide our feelings. Doesn't matter you kneel down or raise your knee. You don't have to mind what other people might think about you.
最后一个动作是他的动词是口说，也就是拒绝自己。
So the last one is saying.
当彼得说主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。他并不是叫耶稣真的这个时候离开他，好让他安静独处一下，而是一种自我拒绝，深感自己不配，真诚认罪的表达。
So when Peter said, "Go away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man," it doesn't mean that he wants Jesus to leave, but it's the expression of self-denial.
你知道认罪是需要胆量的。
Do you know you need courage to admit
that you're sin?
So sometimes we say you need to confess bravely, not confess honestly.
因为认罪是需要丢下自己的自尊、面子来承认自己的错，并且伴随着悔改。So
confess, you need to lay down your own pride, dignity, to admit you're wrong.
所以有人这样说，他说认罪不等于向上帝报告，而是与上帝一致。So
some people said confessing sin is not informing God, it is agreeing with Him.
也就是说，我们同意上帝对罪的标准，承认我们每一个人都一样。 都是不配的罪人，而不是跟人比较。So
we agree with God, His standard of sin. So we're all sinners.
我们不是想着去跟别人来比较，就别人的罪可能比较轻，我的罪别人比较重，我不像那个监狱犯的这个作奸犯科哈，种种逼人，总以为认为别人犯的罪比我们还重啊，我们已经算不错了。
So it's we don't compare with other people. If you compare with others and their sins are more than yours, that's not a right way.
当我们存这样的态度来认罪，并不是真实的认罪。
So repent in this way is not true repentance.
除非我们能够像彼得一样，深感自己不配，而能够拒绝自己，否则我们不容易有真诚的认罪。
Unless we like Peter realize our own sin and worthlessness, and then we cannot repent.
第二方面是他勇于经历信心的成长。So
the second one is courage to grow his faith.
根据在马太福音十四章二十五到三十一节。Let's
read Matthew 14:25 to through 31.
假如你认为你的眼睛够好，请你大声一点来服侍我们，好不好？预备，来。 整段信息好像是在说彼得的小信，明明是他没有勇气，还被耶稣责备，怎么会是勇者呢？
So throughout the story, all we think is Peter, his lack of faith. How can he be the brave?
以下有三个原因来说明彼得是个勇者，因为他的信心在这个事件当中大得成长。
And there are three points I want to make because his faith.
第一个是他敢
So the first one, he dared to ask for proof.
我们再读一次第28节，好不好？
Let's read 28 again.
来，
Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water.
好，首先我们看见耶稣在夜里四更天，半夜在海面上行走。这时候门徒以为是鬼怪，吓得要喊叫起来。然后，耶稣对他们所有的门说：“放心，是我，不要怕。”
So Jesus walked on the water during the fourth watch, and all disciples were afraid. But Jesus said, take courage, it's I, don't be afraid.
那这个时候呢，只有彼得这一个人，他敢对主说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
So at that time, only Peter asked, Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you on the water.
如果是我是彼得，我可能不会这样讲。
So if I'm Peter, I probably
如果是你，你走过来，是不是我走过去？是不是？Say,
Lord, you come to me. I'm not going to you.
那这时候，我看彼得是要澄清一件事，那让他的理智相信这一幕是真的，而不是幻觉。所以他提出这样的质疑来印证，他所相信这真的是主吗？So
I think at that time Peter wanted to verify that it was not illusion.
他要确认这位水面上行走的不是鬼怪，而是那位又真又活的全能真神。 我想这种认真的态度是好的。
So the one who was walking on the water was not a ghost, but as a true God.
不过彼得，请注意，他的信心不是停留在是或不是，是不是你啊？不是是或不是而已，而是对主有一个更深的领悟。
So we can see here, it's Peter is not only say, "Is that the Lord or it's not?" But there is deeper.
因为这时候彼得说这句话，并不是怀疑这个人到底是不是主，而是他有一个信心，他还相信说，在水面上行走的就是耶稣，并且更相信，如果是主的话，如果是主能够在水面上行走的话，他也同样能够使别人在水面上照样行走。所以他是说这样的话。
So I don't believe at the time Peter doubted that it was Lord or doubted the ability of Jesus to be able to walk on water. But I think he believes that Jesus not only can walk on the water, but can also can make him do the same.
因为这样才能够印证主是那位无所不能，他所信的才不会枉然。
So to strengthen his faith.
因此我认为彼得敢对主说这样的话，不但是彼得的信心，更是彼得的勇气，是不是？
So I think it's not only faith, but a courage.
第二方面是他敢行动到主前。
So the second one is dare to come before the Lord.
29节，我们一起来读29节，好吗？
29, let's read together. He said, then Peter got out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus.
好，当耶稣在海面上行走，所有的门徒都看见了。
So when Jesus walked on the lake, all the disciples saw him.
但是除了彼得之外，没有一个门徒有勇气对主说，也请我也在水面上行走。
But other than Peter, no one has the courage to say, tell me to come to you on water.
而且更让人意外的是，没想到耶稣竟然回答说，你来吧。
And then more surprising, Jesus said, come.
这时候可能一般人都会说，好吧，既然你通过考验，你通过的好，我相信你的，我不走。
So I think most people will say, okay, you pass the test, but I'm not going towards you.
可是彼得的勇气表现在这个信心不是理智上得到答案而已，而是实际的付出一个行动，他就在水面上，真的在水面上走过去了。
So Peter's courage doesn't limit on the mentally knowing, but turning into action.
这个行动是超越理性的事，如果你没有足够的信心，有谁敢这样做呢？
So who dare to do so if you don't have strong faith?
说不定当时其他的同伴觉得不可思议，哎呦，是不是彼得疯了？在水面上行走，有没有搞错？
So maybe other disciples think Peter was mad.
说归说，怎么真的也还在水面上走过去呢？这不合逻辑啊。
So it's really not logical that Peter can walk on water.
耶稣是神，当然可以在水面上行走，但彼得不是啊。
So Jesus is God, of course he can walk on water, but Peter's not.
但不过请注意，耶稣不是叫彼得像表演魔术一样，可以神奇的在水面上走来走去，走东走西，然后表演一下，谢谢各位，然后就拍拍手这样，不是这样子。你请注意啊，彼得是要，耶稣是要彼得走向耶稣耶。
So let's take a note here. It's not like Peter can walk on the water like a magic show, but to walk towards Jesus.
是到主的面前来耶。
To go before Jesus.
彼得也是照样的这样行，他单单仰望耶稣，到主的面前那里去。
So what Peter did is he looked up to Jesus and walked towards him.
这就是彼得的勇气。
That's Peter's courage.
我们看今天有很多的神迹奇事发生，很多的这神医布道会啊这些，但是如果最终的目的没有把人引到神的面前来，反而塑造了很多的个人英雄主义，这是不对的，我们要留意的。
So we can see there are still many miracles, but if we don't lead people to God, and make yourself a hero, and that was wrong.
最后一个方面是他敢呼求主拯救。
So the third one is dare to pray for salvation.
彼得呢，他做了一个全世界最短的祷告，我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read it together. Lord, save me. That's the shortest prayer Peter made recorded in the Bible.
Yeah, 如果彼得可以这样祷告，我们也可以这样祷告啊，是不是？
So if Peter can, we can too.
哎，你如果不会祷告哈，你把这四个字背起来，你也可以像彼得一样了。
So if you don't know how to pray, remember this verse.
当时彼得原本是在水面上行走，但是他因为信心小，哇，就掉在水里面了。
So Peter was walking on the water, but because of lack of faith, he started to sink.
这个时候他开口说，主啊，救我，这是全世界最短的祷告词。
So he cried out, Lord, save me.
是不是他这个，因为时间不够了，然后所以祷告太长的话就淹死了，所以要讲四个字啊。
So is that he's lacking of time?
请问，假如彼得不祷告，耶稣会不会救他？
So I ask you a question, if Peter didn't ask Jesus, will he save him?
会不会？会会啊，因为看到了这个上面有写哈，为什么你要讲理由啊？他忘记讲，主啊，就没有讲的，就为什么？你想想看，假如你有心爱的孩子掉入水中，或是你的好朋友在水边玩溺水的时候，他掉下去，你第一看见会怎么样？奋不顾身，第一时间就跳下去救他，是不是？
Just imagine ourselves, if your child or your good friend is drowning, won't you just jump in immediately?
你不会在那里等说，啊，你赶快讲，开口来，他说爸爸救我，还是朋友救我一下啊？你才等到他讲完，你才冲下去，是不是？
So I don't think you're gonna stand and wait for them to ask for help before you jump in.
更何况彼得是耶稣所爱的门徒，一定会去救他的。
So not mention Peter is one of the beloved disciples of Jesus.
但是彼得为什么要开口求主救他？是真的因为他要溺水要死了吗？
But think of why Peter cried out, Lord, save me. Is he afraid of drowning?
不是的，你想他从小就打鱼，很会游泳的。
So you think he is a fisherman and he can swim really well?
刚才刚刚掉入水中而已，刚刚掉入，暂时不会担心有这个溺水。
So he just start to sink, so I don't think he's drowning.
但是他为什么要喊主啊救他呢？
Why he asked Jesus to save him?
任何一个同伴都可以跳下来救人，这个对他们来讲都很方便的，是不是？
So any disciple in the boat can jump down and save him.
其实他说主啊救我，不仅真正的意思是不只是救他性命。更是救他的愚昧，救他的小信，救他的软弱。
So when he said, "Jesus, save me," it's not only so save my life, but it's more likely to save him from unbelief.
换句话说，彼得这时候的祷告不是因为他在千钧一发当中开口祷告，而是他愿意放下尊严，承认自己的失败与羞愧，而愿意勇敢地接受主对他全人的拯救。
So Peter's bravery is not ask for help, but to humble himself, admit his failure.
今天我们传福音面对一个困难，就是许多人因为放不下个人的面子，不敢承认自己的失败与罪恶，而不愿意去呼求主的拯救，那就失去得救的机会。
So sometimes we have a hard time sharing the gospel because we cannot humble ourselves, admit our sin, and unwilling to ask God for help.
最后一个彼得成为勇者的原因是他勇于付出门徒的代价。
So the last one, Peter become the brave, is because he's willing to pay the price.
这记载在《使徒行传》四章十三到二十节。
So Acts 13 through 20.
呀，同样有三方面，我们可以看见他是怎么样付出这个代价。
So there's three things we can see how he paid the price.
首先是他有生命改变的见证。
So life-changing testimony.
我们一起来读。第使徒行传四章十三节，好吗
？Let's read the verse 13.
请。
When he saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that this man had been with Jesus.
好，彼得生命的改变是从一般的信徒到软弱失败，然后呢又成为跟随主的门徒，中间许多生命翻转的变化。
So Peter's from a believer, a weak, lack of faith, become a disciple of Jesus. There are lots of life-changing incidents.
那这其中一个变化就是他从过去没有受过什么教育、什么文化、学问不多的一个小老百姓，到现在可以条理心清、 清晰的与当时熟读经典的宗教人士辩论真理，让人看出那种勇者不惧的气魄。
So let's think about Peter was an unschooled ordinary man, but now he was able to confront religious leaders with knowledge and clarity.
甚至众人看见的都心服口服，并且相信说，这是真的，跟随过耶稣的人。
So many are astonished, and then they took note that this man had been with Jesus.
彼得生命的改变并不是只有表现在他内在道德品格上的成长，更是他在外在勇气胆识上的培养。
So Peter's change is not only limited on moral maturity, but also his courage and faith growth.
所以他对于捍卫真理上，他不遗余力。
So he will do anything to stand with the truth.
同样的，假如我们愿意跟随主，成为主门徒的人，我们要想看自己有没有追求那种生命改变的见证，让别人可以看见呢？
So as follower of Jesus, do we have the life-changing testimony for people to see?
特别是在今天异端充斥的大环境当中，我们是否应该要反思，我们有没有一个积极勇敢为主摆上捍卫真理的勇气呢？
So especially today, when there were full of cult and false beliefs, are we brave enough to protect the truth?
我们身上有没有培养出一种勇敢的气质，可以让人看出我们真的是跟随过耶稣的这样的见证吗？
So do we have the courage to show people that people know that we are followers of Jesus?
第二个，彼得呢，他有传福音的决心。
So the second one is to have the determination to preach the gospel.
十八节到第十九节，我们一起来读。
Read 18 to 19.
预备，请。
Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Judge for yourself whether it's right in God's sight to obey you rather than God."
彼得当时因为在圣殿美门口那里医治好一个瘸腿的，而造成了混乱。
So Peter healed a paralytic at the temple court. It caused quite a stir.
当时他被带到公会去审判，在官府长老面前找不到定罪的理由，就准备把他释放了。
So they were brought into Sanhedrin, and no fault was found, so they were about to be released.
这时候彼得呢被他们恐吓。被他们禁止说再也不能够奉耶稣的名来传讲来教训人。
But they threatened Peter not to teach in the name of Jesus.
你如果答应，我就把你放走；你不答应，就继续关。
So they say, if you agree, we'll let you go. Otherwise, we'll keep you here.
哇，这时候彼得在那两难之中啊！如果他答应他们以后不再传福音，虽然可以得释放，不过这违背他的这个良心。但是如果他释放之后，他如果说他还是答应说我还是会去，那这个万一他不释放呢？哇，他就在这个在那里啊两难之间了。
So we can see here Peter has a decision to make. If he stops preaching, his conscience won't allow him.
不过在这个时候，彼得的胆子真是大，他竟然勇敢的对着那些恐吓他的人说，他说什么？他说：“听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理？你们自己酌量吧。”
But see, we can see Peter's courage here because he said, "Just judge for yourself whether it's right in God's eye to obey you rather than God."
我真佩服彼得当时的勇气。
I really admire him.
因为他说这句话的结果是要付上惨痛代价的。
Because he have a big price to pay by saying that.
他说不定会更激怒这一些。逼迫他的人，
he might anger those people even more.
他有可能继续被关，直到愿意妥协为止。
Probably they will keep him in jail.
但是彼得仍然坚持听从神，因为他有愿意传福音的这样的决心，并且愿意为此付上代价。
Peter decided to follow God and willing to be persecuted.
今天我们做门徒的代价是什么？
So what the price we pay?
我们今天太轻松了，我们住得太舒适了。
We're just too comfortable.
我们就常常忘记说啊，我原来星期天我就打扮漂漂亮亮来啊，做做礼拜啊，这样就够了吗？
Sometimes you say we'll just dress up and go to the Sunday service.
我们有真正去过去，我们多久没有向人传福音了？
Have we ever tell people about the good news?
求神帮助我们，也责备我们，我们是不是真的一个勇者，有敢向人传福音的这样决心呢？
So may God confront us and see if we are the brave to spread the gospel.
甚至在加州，谁会恐吓你？
So who is going to threaten you in California?
我们反而不珍惜，是吗？最后一个是他有不畏惧恐吓的胆识。
So the last one is to be fearless.
二十节。
Verse 20.
我们一起来读好不好？二十节，预备，请。
For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard.
好，这里说我们所看见、所听见的，我不能不说啊。
They say I cannot tell, not tell what we have seen and heard.
彼得把他真正的原因把它说出来，这是一个不畏惧恐吓的一个胆识，我不能够不说的。
So this is the courage that Peter has shown.
当他这样勇敢的来表态、来回答长官，幸好。百姓的缘故，那些百姓在那这个 的缘故，后来他还是愿意释放彼得。
So even Peter answered the Sanhedrin in this way, but because of the crowd, they still have to let him go.
不过圣经记载，他还是严厉的在给他恐吓一番，然后再释放。
But we can see from the verses they threaten him before letting him go.
不过就算如此，彼得存着一个不畏惧。这个恐吓的这个胆识，我相信就算这些官长不释放他们，你猜彼得会不会坚持他的理念呢？
Do you think Peter will stick to his faith even though they will not release him?
他仍然会的，因为这是主所托付给他的使命，因为在他里面催逼着他不能不说啊，所以他一定要继续为着主的缘故，他勇敢，他要刚强起来，哪怕是被关在监狱里面，他要付上巨大代价，他也在所不惜。
I think he will because that's the mission God has given him. Even though he will be imprisoned and then persecuted, he will not stop speaking.
果然，我们看见故事继续发展。
Then we see the story expand.
彼得又因为传福音的缘故又再次被抓，但是他没有埋怨。
Because of preaching the gospel, he was put in jail again, but he didn't complain.
你看使徒行传第五章发生了什么？神差派天使来开监狱的门，让他有机会将生命的道传给在监狱里面的囚犯听。
So what it says is during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the door of the jail and brought him out.
最近我们常听到有关于伊斯兰国恐怖分子破坏基督教甚至杀害基督徒的不幸消息。
So we have heard a lot about Christians were murdered in Islamic countries.
其中有一次报道，我们可能印象尤深哈，一群基督徒他们被俘虏之后，只要他们拒绝他们的信仰，他们就可以立即释放。
So one time a group of Christians were captured, and they will be released if they denounce their faith.
这是他们不愿意背弃他们的主，虽然他们在行刑被斩首之前还有一次机会说你要不。否认你的基督教信仰，你就可以 得自由了，你就可以走了。
So even before they were beheaded, they were given one more chance to deny Jesus.
但是没想到，竟然在这样生命关头，那一群人将自己生命置之于度外，那样的勇气简直不敢令人相信。
But unbelievably, no one did.
也许有人认为是啊，这是脑筋顽固的人啊，就假装一下就好了嘛，留得青山在，不怕没柴烧啊。
So sometimes you could think, you know, those people are really stubborn.
但是我认为他们真正是勇者不惧的人。
But I think they are true warriors.
而且在天上有荣耀的冠冕为他们存留。
I believe there are glorious crowns are waiting for them in heaven.
二十几个人在海边被这样就被斩首，整个血染的这个海边。
So more than 20 Christians were murdered on the beach.
今天事实上我们看见世界各处都有许多基督徒生命受威胁的逼迫。勇敢去为主殉道的故事每天都在发生。
So I can see many Christians' lives were threatened, and I heard martyrs' stories every day.
但是基督福音却越发传开开来。
But the Christianity was spreading quickly.
就在上个月，有一群回教徒在当初那一群殉道基督徒的海边洗礼，接受主成为基督徒，那个场面真是感人啊！
So just last month, a group of former Muslims was baptized into the faith on the beach where the group of Christians was murdered.
原来在这世界上，有越来越多人愿意成为那不畏 恐吓的勇者。
And more and more people become fearless warriors.
那你呢？
What about you?
最后，我相信我们都不是完美的人。
So I believe we're not perfect.
但是我相信我们都可以成为勇者。
But I believe we all can be courageous.
不管你过去是不是像彼得一样糟糕、失败、软弱，但是都可以因为仰望耶稣，都可以成改变生命，都可以成为勇者。
Doesn't matter if you're like Peter, being weak and doubtful, you can become a warrior also.
彼得虽然曾经失败，但是他站起来了。
So Peter failed many times, but he stood up.
他果真按着耶稣的吩咐，回头兼顾他的弟兄，后来成为一个了不起的勇者。
And then he did overcome and strengthened his brothers.
然后后来一次布道三千人、五千人决志信主，他那个勇气是从神而来的。
So his preaching led 3,000 people, and another time 5,000 people.
所以什么是成为勇者？成为勇者不是说在人面前我什么都不怕，我，而是能够永远在神面前勇敢承认自己的软弱。
So what to be brave? It doesn't mean that fearless in front of a crowd, but to admit your weakness.
成为勇者也不是大胆的指责别人的错，我不怕，我不怕，我都是别人的，不是这样，而是要求自己有信心的成长。
So bravery doesn't mean that bravely point out other people's wrong, but to grow your own faith.
成为勇者也不是轻看自己的性命，而是能够付上勇敢的付出做门徒的代价。
So it doesn't mean throw your life easily, but to live a sacrificial life.
我们的教会虽然很小，但是有许多见证让我很感动。
So our numbers are few, but there are some testimonies truly moved me.
有人家住得很远，但是他居然不害怕长途跋涉而坚持来聚会，我认为这是勇者。
So there are some people's home is very far from our church, but they're willing to drive a long way here. I think it's brave.
有些人家里另一半不愿意跟他来一起上教堂，但是他不害怕克服难处，他坚持来服侍，我认为这是勇者。
And some people, their spouses are not.Willing to come to church, but they overcome and serve the church faithfully.
有些人呢，听不懂半句中文，可是他不害怕面对尴尬而坚持来敬拜，我认为这是勇者。
Still, some people don't understand a word of Chinese, but still come worship us, worship with us.
有些人明知道他收入不多，可是他不害怕没有饭吃而坚守十一奉献，我认为这是勇者。
And some people don't have much income.But they insist on giving the church tenth of their income.
有些人明知道自己五音不全，他不害怕被取笑唱天龙八部，他还坚持来诗班练习，我认为这是勇者。
Some people can't sing, but still trying to help out the choir.
尽管我们当中有许多的勇者，但是我们也必须承认，我相信也有少数许多人渐渐失去勇气的。
However, we have a lot of courage among us, but we have to notice that we are still losing our courage.
我们可能害怕，哎呦，我们这个教会这么小，可能要关门了。哎呀，这个房贷那么多啊，这个能不能撑下去啊？我们害怕啊。
So sometimes we're afraid we have so few members, and also we have a big loan. Can this church stay open?
我们害怕自己哎，经验不够，我们能力有限啊，我不能够参与服事。
Sometimes my ability is really limited. I don't know how to serve the church.
我们害怕我们教会的节目满足不了年轻人，或是满足许多人的需要，而想要离开。
And sometimes we think we're afraid that our programs cannot satisfy children and young people.
求神帮助我们成为勇者。
God help us to become the brave.
成为勇者乃是勇敢的向撒旦来宣战。我不怕你，因为神帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们？
So to be brave is challenge Satan, say I'm not afraid because I have God to help me.
尽管今天我们仍会遇到各样的挑战和困难，但是我们可以不必惧怕，因为相信这是神的大能。
Because however we'll face challenges, but we are not afraid because God is omnipotent.
既然神带领我们来到这个教会，就是要让我们勇敢的领受神为我们生命所预备更大的挑战，并且经历神奇妙的作为。
Since God brought us here in this church, let us face our challenge and experience God's miracle.
让我们勇敢的 坚持到底，直到我们可以坦然无惧地领受神将来给我们的奖赏，一起努力，好不好？
Let's stand firm to receive our reward when the day comes.
让我一起起立来回应这首歌。
Let's all stand.
为耶稣。